Liz Cheney lost her primary in Wyoming on Tuesday night. Her choice to take on former President Trump's lies about the 2020 election and his role in fomenting the attack on the Capitol on January 6th cost her her seat in Congress.
Harriet Hageman won the primary. She is a Republican backed by the ex-president. But Cheney indicates she is not giving up her goal of making sure that Trump never returns to the White House.
This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
Joining us now with the latest is NPR's congressional correspondent, Deirdre Walsh. Hi, Deirdre.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Cheney's loss, it was expected, and she gave this impassioned concession speech. What did she say?
Well, she said she could have easily won re-election to this seat if she had stuck with Trump. You know, not too long ago, Cheney was considered to be on a path to potentially become the first female Republican Speaker of the House. But that all changed with her very public break with Trump. She said last night no public office was worth backing his attacks on democracy. Here's Cheney last night talking about some of the GOP candidates on the ballot this year, threatening to ignore the will of voters.
Our nation is barreling once again towards crisis, lawlessness, and violence. No American should support election deniers for any position of genuine responsibility.
And what did Hageman say about her win?
She argued Cheney needed to be replaced because she was out of step with voters in the state. Let's take a listen to her speech.
By our vote today, Wyoming has put the elites on notice. We are no longer going to tolerate representatives who don't represent us.
Hageman also thanked Trump, as well as other GOP leaders like Kevin McCarthy, who pushed Cheney out of her House GOP leadership job.
Clearly, from Cheney's speech, she's not planning to disappear from public life. We heard her say, now the real work begins. What's next for her?
Well, she's still the vice chair of the House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol. That panel continues to interview witnesses and is expected to hold more public hearings this fall. That position really still gives Cheney a very public national platform for several more months.
But what about beyond that? Does Cheney have political aspirations to run against Trump in 2024?
We learned this morning that Cheney plans to create her own political operation. This was first reported by Politico, but Cheney spokesman Jeremy Adler confirmed to me in a statement saying, in the coming weeks, Liz will be launching an organization to educate the American people about the ongoing threat to our republic and to mobilize a unified effort to oppose any Donald Trump campaign for president. This entity could support Cheney traveling around the country and continuing to speak out against Trump. She's already raised a lot of money and now has a significant donor network. It's unclear whether Cheney would remain a Republican or launch an independent bid, but any challenge to Trump would be another big uphill battle for Cheney. Trump continues to be very popular with the GOP base.
So before I let you go, we've got to talk about Alaska. Alaskans voted yesterday, too. Former governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin was on the ballot running for a House seat. Some of the results are in. What do we know?
Right. This is the seat of the late Alaska Congressman Don Young, who died in March. According to the Associated Press, Palin did advance in the open primary, so she'll be on the ballot in November. We won't know the results of the separate race to fill the remainder of Young's current term. Alaska has a complicated election system, and those results aren't expected until the end of this month.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, thanks so much.
Thank you.